Blog Talk Radio. water world waits. Let's remember. We will run again. We will freeze in the stands again. And sprint and sweat and fly. And still be late for practice again. We'll meet on the mat again. And be spellbound by legend. We'll witness the haka again. And be grateful. We'll watch Dame do Dame again. We'll BQ and turn on to both them again. We'll compete again and create again. And when the time comes, we will be ready.
I'll diss you before you diss me. Yeah. Monroe, North Carolina, in the building.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, man, what you doing? Oh. What you putting through them in the game?
Yo.
What you doing?
Why you asking
what you putting
question?
Through them? What you putting through them in the game?
Hey,
what you doing?
Question, man.
What you doing?
Hey.
Peace on my
track. Yo, check it.
I'm putting lines. Hey, yo, wait a minute, Mr. 239 that came in the building. Y'all know what time it is, yo. Call me the referee with lines around my shirt. Been known how to blow the whistle. Any whack crew that come in think they putting work. Yeah, they been getting hurt. Cause Mr. 239 representing like I got a face with a whole bunch of lines on it. And I put it in your face just like I said, like I said. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you.
All day I dream about spit.
I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you.
All day I dream about spitting.
I'm putting lines through you.
All day I dream about spitting. But worry about them, gonna know what that mean is. That means that Mr. 239 stays shell toe on point like shell toe Adidas. Forget it, all y'all out there thought that y'all could stop everything that I've been representing. And I keep coming with a whole bunch of lines, leaving lines through you like a whole bunch of intersections. Leaving lines through you just like a whole bunch of yards running on a football field. And I done scored a zillion touchdowns on all these fake amateurs, thinking they can stop everything that I've been doing. Yo, yo, slashing them up. Yo, swish you just like some K-Swiss. Putting lines on y'all, thinking y'all can hate this, thinking you can take this. Don't forget it, Mr. 239 be representing what I be doing. I put them through you. I'm putting lines 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 through you. Like an EKG machine, I done woke these fake dead rappers back up. And some reason they trying to come back walking like they some kind of zombies. Yo, forget it, I confront whack dumb MCs, thinking they can stop everything that I've been doing. Man, check this out, Mr. 239, the streets like the lions, with a whole bunch of roads with lines on them. Forget it, every time I represent, y'all know how I be representing. I'm coming to rob up on it. Why everybody thinking they can stop me, man? I be hitting y'all, stay on point like a bullseye, sitting out, shell shooting and hitting and be hitting them with a gun range, close range. Yo, check it, take the microphone out my holster. That means like I supposed to be representing with my flows. Every sentence that I spit been known to go through you like bullets blown up. I put in lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you.
And all day I dream about
I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you.
And all day I think about energy electricity.
Like electricity moving inside of your veins, in your pores, going through your flesh, making everything feel like it's paralyzed more. Y'all think y'all can stop the way I represent? I stay live on everything that I make a great choice. While most of y'all be trying to think that y'all keep the spot lit, yo, forget it. Like I told y'all, I've been known to rock hits, make a lot of people feel like they feeling a shock from a zillion one sockets. I'm gonna keep them in line like a whole bunch of people in line waiting to get served up. People in line waiting to go out and thinking they can get a whole bunch of cash checked up. Can't check cash up. When it was time for me to represent Mr. 239, always got the track backed up. Tracks backed up like trains on the track. Everybody thought they could stop me, man, forget it, man, I can play tic-tac. Leave y'all hurting in the toe. Put a line through you, X and O. That's the way I represent, I'm letting go. I put lines through you. I'm feeling lovely. Hey, running over like bubbly. When y'all passed out, that's when y'all had enough for me. Yo, dude, that's one dope track, dude. You know what I'm saying, Bob?
Yeah, dude.
It's like one of those tracks right there. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. The way you know you had enough for me when I see you pass out and fall down to what you need.
Hey, man.
Yo, dude, that ain't how it goes, dude. It goes, I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When y'all pass out, that's when I know y'all had enough for me.
Well, you don't do it anyway,
yeah,
dude. This is still one dope track, man. This 239 is like really rocking this party tonight, dude.
Man,
hey,
dude,
man,
how do you know he's gonna take that formula,
dude? Hey, man,
because, dude, like one of his hits off of
Applejack,
the regular music, dude.
I know Applejack wants to be over there, but
Jack is lovely, dude.
You supposed to hear that.
That's the name of the track, dude.
That's what
Applejack
supposed to be.
Yeah, man, this party's slamming right here, dude.
Well,
you just wait to meet me right now and get on stage.
I know my girl's gonna be
more slamming than this.
I know my girl,
dude, you know.
I'm telling you,
I brought my camera, dude.
I'm taking a
whole bunch of paper, dude.
So, man,
you know what,
you can sign my autograph,
I
too,
told
dude.
You I didn't want you to come with me if you were going to do it. All right. Everybody. I'm feeling lovely. My cup up running like bubbly. When you passed out, when you had enough of me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup up running like bubbly. When you passed out, that's when you had enough of me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When I see you passed out, then you had enough of me. 239, gonna get everybody, get up on the floor. Start jumping around, move your feet. Everybody acting like animals in the place. You wanna move around? Yeah, everybody up at the wall. Talking about, yo, where that song at? Mr. M.R. at? That's the way I represent. Make everybody feel like they wanna fall back. Get up and move to the right, move to the left. Move around everybody, every female, and do you care? Y'all know how we be representing. 239 up in the building. Got everybody feeling everything that I've been feeling. That's the way I got them. Everybody start shaking, start dancing. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When y'all pass out, that's when you had enough for me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. Yeah, that's when you know you had enough for me. Yo, 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 I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When you pass out, that's when you had enough for me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. Just when you had enough for me. When everybody start passing out, once they sweating, not till they hear me. The 239 represent on the beat. Got everybody moving around from city to city. I'm talking about from the north, south, east, west. When it's time for me to represent, everybody get up and start dancing. Yeah, I see you on the pole. Start moving around, yeah, there you go. Round and round and round you go. When it's time for the 239 to roll. Every time be representing on the show. Everybody move around.
My cup running over like bubbly. When you pass out, that's when y'all had enough of me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When you pass out, that's when you had enough of me. Yeah. Yo, get up and stop kicking down. Get up and start moving around. When it's time for the 239 to kick, everybody wanna start coming up. Move around like you're a whole bunch of animals in the groove, in the line. They doing the calypso. Better yet, they doing that. Under the phone, walking. We talk about going under. When it's time for 239 to rest us in, he strike with old like thunder. Got everybody wanna start moving. Even the bartenders start dancing. Everybody starting to move around following. Everything that makes the 239 been mentioned. Got everybody wanna start keep on going. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. When you pass out, that's when you had enough of me. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. Once you pass out, that's when you know you had enough of me. Yeah, dude, you know what? That's a good song, dude. I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. Once y'all start to pass out, that's when you know you had enough of me. I'm feeling lovely. When my cup running over like bubbly.
Hey, we got a problem.
That's when y'all started passing out, guys. You had enough of me. Yo, dude, I told you that ain't how it goes, dude. Coach, I'm feeling lovely. My cup running over like bubbly. Once y'all start to pass out, that's when you know you had enough of me, dude. Yeah, well, dude, you know, I was trying to go, dude.
Hey yo man, y'all ever wonder where all the hip hop artists at?
They're running out of ideas.
Why you see all these crunk acts and most of the hip hop artists done sold out, man. Ain't nothing left. It's all gone. You know, back in the days I remember they used to sell their soul for a purchase price. But then at times back then had to change your name and just had to change everything that you was doing and didn't ever get into changing your genre or your gender or who you gonna be. Yo, that's where I stay at the WYB, staying true with my lane, doing everything that I always do. Why most of these dudes betray and try to explain, try to maintain and do things, but then they ain't doing nothing. Yo, selling their soul, yo, the price is cheap now. It's like they ain't getting nothing from it, and some of them still have to be working and bust their butt or still stay in the business. So that's what's going on. They in lost memories. Most of these dudes is lost memories. What happened to all the hip-hop artists? Yo, they gone like lost memories. What happened to them hip-hop artists? They used to be representing who they be and always said they kept it real through everything in reality. Yo, lost memories. So yeah, Mr. 239 back there. As a matter of fact, I put it back on period, dot, blink, blink, period. On everything to let y'all know that I be bringing that real hit. I'm talking about, I'm gonna stay true to myself. Cause yo, some dudes, they be selling themselves out so long that you don't see no soul. It's just like having a shoe on with no soul in it. Your feet bare feet, yo, things get stanky. And then it seems like you mildew easily. That means what happened is they went from sugar to mildew. Yo, when it's time for Mr. 239 to represent, I always stay real and I reveal my true skill. Yo, why most dudes been
been trying to tell me from in the past. Remember I came out, man, I still stuck in the 90s. Yo, what happened to all the old school hip-hop artists? Yo, they gone like lost memories. What happened to all them old school hip-hop artists? They used to be standing up for what they believe. They lost memories. What happened to most of them dudes that was in the past and used to say that they was gonna always be true to everything that they was bragging? Yo, I remember back in the days that people always used to be up on trying to say that they was gonna maintain to be doing something, nobody was gonna change them. But then when somebody start flashing a little bit of cream in front of them or money in front of them, they say, man, we willing to do whatever it takes to get money. Yo, just because they was young back then, that's the reason why most of them guys be doing the same thing with the same fake acting. Yo, now like I said back then, yo, it used to be a big price. You used to get $1 million real fast once you sell your soul. But nowadays, people sell their soul, they don't get nothing but $1,000 a month. Ain't that something? Yeah, that's just an allowance. Yo, that means that's some kind of messed up timing. You were somebody else's slave, they got you under their noose. Don't realize that you hanging on a noose on the tree of the industry. Like I told these dudes back in the past, man, I represent WIB, so I live freely. So what happened to all the other hip-hop artists that was back in the past used to represent, said they was gonna come through and they wasn't gonna ever change their past? They lost memories, lost memories, lost memories, lost memories, lost memories.
Yeah,
you know, what's the use of gaining the whole world and losing your soul?
This has been my main desire. This is my main desire. One note, two note, three note, four note, five note, six note, seven note. As I look up at the sky at daytime and look at the moon at nighttime, go back into my mind, deep down in the thoughts where I go to my medulla oblongata. Not think about the reason that I first fell in love with this feeling that I've been doing with my career for a long time. I'm talking about different sections. I'm talking about times that I didn't have much to live for, didn't have much to deal with, and ways to feel things that come in my life make me feel like I couldn't even feel no kind of touches. Like the world paralyzed me, made me feel like everything in life was a little bit dying to me, and everything inside of me started dying easily. I rise up when I grabbed the MIC, and I started revealing everything deep inside of me, out of my heart and from out of my mind and from out of my GUT. That's what kept me going and kept everybody dozing, wondering what was the reason that I kept on doing everything that I was doing, because that music kept me going. I'm talking about every time that I was doing everything, I kept on making moves. And I remember I used to don't want to go to sleep at night unless I had a boombox going loud, and that was my way to keep me meditating. At times that I was sitting back and I was like, man, I can't go to sleep. It was like a repeat of somebody stuck wanting to listen to the radio. At nights I used to have the speakers in my ear just to help me go to sleep, so I could go to sleep and dream about a whole bunch of things quick. And instead of sleep, I started counting notes quick. This has been my main desire. You better believe everything I'm talking about. Yeah, for a long time, I'm talking about things that been going on ever since my mind. This been my main desire, kept me going every time when this world had me zoning. This is my main desire. I'm talking about times that I was a little bit sad and feeling sorrow much. Every time I kept going on, I'm talking about people used to be like, what's going on with him? Is it the reason why he been acting the way he been acting? Why he won't come out that room? What is he doing? What is he up to? I don't think he even doing anything to do with school. Nah, I'm not a fool. So all you dudes out there, but understand, yo, I've been approving everything that I've been doing. Was over my time, I used to sit back in the room and just snap my fingers and be like, man, I got the rhythm going enough. And that's all I need. A lot of people used to be like, man, he's sitting in the room too long, too many hours. What is he gonna succeed?
What he proceed to do, what he believes to do. And man, I used to go out sneaking late at night, just to go grab a microphone and hang in the streets at night. And rock and let the crowd feel everything that I was saying outright. Everybody used to be like, man, what is he doing? Why is he still doing that? It don't seem like he getting nowhere. But they don't understand, even though they were thinking I wasn't getting nowhere. Man, I got farther than anybody could compare. Thought they can match everything that I've been doing. Every time I've been representing, got y'all out there wondering the situation. Got everybody hazarding. Yeah, and instead, like I said, instead of counting sheep, I've been counting notes. Yeah, it's still my main desire. Every time I was going through things that made me feel like that was that much. This been my main desire when I was feeling a whole bunch of sorrow much. I'm talking about times that I didn't have nobody around me. Didn't have nobody that make me feel like I was lifted up quickly. I'm talking about it went together just like that. That's why it's been my main desire. Main desire, even when I was down, feeling a little bit lonesome, a little bit down much. Y'all know what it is. Get out of the way. You know what, man? I'm gonna tell you something right now. You know what? Got y'all stuff out of here.
This is 239 best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. This is 239 best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. This is 239 best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. This is 239 best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. Shush to everybody running their mouth. Wanna start talking about why we unstoppable now. Back in 2012, so y'all can get hit in your head with these books off the shelf. Everything I'm about to talk about, everything that's been dealt. A lot of people thought that I wasn't gonna bring all my feelings and everything I ever felt. Everybody thought that I was doing a lot of things that didn't make a lot of sense. But now who's out there trying to find out a way that they can take a bit? Try to figure out why I call myself unstoppable in this. Because I've been working ever since I was deaf. I've been working ever since I was going through and I was in my deathbed. All y'all know what I'm talking about. Mr. 239, best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. Mr. 239, best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. Mr. 239, best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. Mr. 239, best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. Watch out for the freight train. Matter of fact, everybody just watch out for my train. You won't be able to stand the way that I used to, or the things that I used to endure. What I do with all everything that I put into the instrument, they won't be able to live through the life that I had to walk through, the pain and everything that I felt like I wasn't nothing. Going into this world, nothing coming to something, bringing it to nothing. If anybody want me to give it to them, no, I'm never fucking. But everybody's the same. Why am I just putting my point? Yes, I always gotta put myself into my music. Yes, in hip-hop, this is one thing we missing. We've been unstoppable, even more.
239 best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. Mr. 239 best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. Mr. 239 best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. Mr. 239 best man, tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. All y'all come in fast, you come in fast, you go. Y'all didn't understand when it was time for the map to target zero. Now we target at the globe, target at the dome. All y'all out there thought y'all was strong, well guess what? Only the strong survive. So all y'all out there don't understand, zero squad has arrived.
Has arrived, and we never gonna leave. You wanna listen to everything that we had to achieve and what we had to receive. Everything that we had to just bleed. Putting all the pressure and all the muscle into everything. So we gotta show you that it is a tussle. If you tried to come against the zero bar, we ain't never been weak. We always been strong. We going unstoppable.
39 best back tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. Blackwell, Mr. 239 best back tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. Mr. 239 best back tackle unstoppable. We don't care what you're talking, yo. Blackwell, Mr. 239 best back tackle unstoppable, yo. We don't care what you're talking, yo.
Information, how can I help you?
I need an ambulance to come because I just killed the old man.
Yo, what up, how everybody doing tonight, man? You're now in tune into True Tuesdays, and this is WIPSradio.com. Officially, we in the building, man. Officially, we got AM Fleet in the building. We got Best Spectacular in the building. Introduce yourself to everybody, man. Let everybody know who you is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We the red, we the red carpet, famous guys that people be seeming to forget about. We done went around the world and got famous and yeah. And I can't find my baby.
I was just being
funny, all right? Hey, I gotta be funny, baby.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? It's only right for me to be funny, ain't it? It's only right.
Yeah.
So introduce everybody and let everybody know, man, all the listeners, you know what I mean? Everybody listen all around. We the red carpet heads up in the building.
Yeah, this Best Spectac, triple, double A, super lieutenant. Might as well say super now because we done got super great.
Well, boy, you ain't
super
kidding.
Knowledge.
Hey, what about the magazines? What about the magazines, though? The magazines we was in. These people be sleeping sometimes, man. They be forgetting we was in Men's Health magazines, and we was them guys that was in Men's Health magazines with the suits on, man. You remember all that? Like, I mean,
yeah. That's
what blows my mind sometimes. People don't realize who we was and what we did. You know what I mean? It's like we have to remind them. We have to really remind them, y'all. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why should we have to remind them? I mean, but we can remind them more and more every time. I mean, it ain't no big deal. We do it like that. So you introduced yourself. So, all right, the subject I want to talk about tonight, man, is on one of the tags, and it's my favorite one. Love, man. I want to talk about love tonight. But look, listen, exactly, it's a great subject. But before we get into that, I want to let everybody inform everybody that Mr. Valentine Part 2022 officially will be on YouTube next month. You feel me? The new movie, baby. But anyway, let's go into this subject about love. Okay, Best Fact Check, I check. All right, you know Valentine's is on its way, right? February the 14th.
Yeah.
The 15th,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
All right, so check it. So a brother like me, I ain't got no Valentine, all right? I ain't got no woman, all right? So I'm walking through Walmart, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know they get ready early. So they got all the Valentine's stuff there. So you know what I mean? So I walked through there, and I seen this card, right? And the card was like, it was a special card that a wife would get a husband. And it's like, I'm sitting there, dude, and I'm about to regurgitate and vomit and spit up. And right there, looking at it, right? So I mean, it's like, I'm just like, and I just stood right there. And then, like, after a while, this girl was walking past with a buggy and a kid in it. And she was like, yeah, Valentine's Day is coming up, and we had, and I think I overheard her say something about, you know what I mean, about Valentine's Day. And so, like, today, I just got in, because, you know what I mean, it's been snowing out here like crazy, boy. The groundhog seen an ugly shadow last year. You hear what I'm saying? He seen an ugly one. He must have seen an ugly shower that made him pissed off to make him want to keep snowing on us, you know what I'm saying? To make him make Mother Nature just say, I don't love the universe no more. I'ma just hit it with snow and ice, you feel me? Everywhere, you know what I mean? So anyway, I was over there, man, you know what I mean? And they got all these cars on sale. Like, they got like Valentine cars on sale for like $1.47. Yeah, they got one on sale. They got some on sale for like 98 cents, and they got some on sale for like $4 and going on up. And I was over there, so pissed off, like, man, you know, this stuff kind of blew my mind. I was like, damn, like, how am I going to be able to celebrate Valentine's Day? Because like last year, I ain't had no Valentine around me last year. Now, it's sad to say, but I didn't have one around me. No woman, no stuff. Woman to touch and caress, and I'ma get into it tonight. Y'all know what the subject, what the tags say on here. It say explicit. So we get explicit on what we talk about, and I get a little nasty. I mean, I made the so-called Jello booty anthem. So I mean, but on Spotify they just put, you know, we had to put Jello. You know what I mean? But anyway, you know, I ain't had a woman to caress her and touch her thighs, and, you know what I mean? Touch her arms and smell that. Smell that good fragrance of that nice, beautiful, good smelling perfume and fragrance and all of that. That aroma passing on her. So anyway, man, you know what I mean? So I went over there to the area, and I was over there by the car. I was like, man, what if I ain't gonna let this affect me? You know what I mean? I was lonely. I was alone last Valentine's Day. So I was like, you know, whatever. So I went over there, so you know me. I was setting Mark 79 jump from his planet. He jumped inside of my body. Like on the movie Ghost. You remember when Patrick Swayze jumped in Whoopi Goldberg's body and she was sitting there trying to contact Orlando? She's like, Orlando. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And then saw all them ghosts in there. So Mark 79 jumped inside of my body for space, dog. And he was like, it's 39, dude. Why don't you get something that celebrates the Mr. Valentine movie that's getting ready to shoot. Out of nowhere. So I come up on this Valentine's Day light up heart necklace, right? Merck's like, yeah, get that. Then I came up on these heart-like glasses. Merck like, get them. So Mr. Valentine's movie 2022 gonna be sick. Whoa. And it's gonna have a lot of pops in it, boy. Pops galore. And by the way, Mr. Valentine gonna be talking to his new girlfriend on Valentine. And everybody gonna love to see who his new girlfriend is, trust me. She ain't human. But she know how to kill somebody. For real, boy. This Valentine gonna be sick, boy. And plus his girlfriend had babies too. And he gonna be talking to the baby. This gonna be a sick movie, dog. Cause like Mr. Valentine, like, just to give everybody a concept, and then we'll get back into the subject talking about love. It all falls in place. Mr. Valentine is a guy that lost two wives in weird situations, and he didn't really be so successful when it came to wife. So he, you know, he was a guy that came out of the military, and he lost the wife, and all he had around for his girlfriend is his guns and his ammunition. So the whole time through the movie, she gonna be right there by him. For real, Beth, this movie gonna be sick. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, so like, you know, he's PTSD, and he PTSD, so everybody think he's sick in the head, which he is. He's post-traumatic stress disorder. So, I mean, but anyway, man, you know, so, you know, I was, you know, because I was trying to figure out a way how I was going to make myself feel better. Because I was like, okay, February is on its way. Last year, February, my ex first beat on me and my daughters on February the 10th. So I was like, man, damn, I gotta do something to be able to get past this. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, but, you know, that in a nutshell, man, you know, I'm going to have a great Valentine's Day, all right? Word up. Because I'm going to be shooting Mr. Valentine's movie, you know what I'm saying, 2022. And he going to be with his sick girlfriend. She's sick in the head like him. But she really shell. She spit shells, you feel me? Yeah, this movie right here ain't nobody ever seen. And then, you know, let's go play that song, you know what I mean? I'm having conversations with my gun, trying to figure out what's letting you know. I shoot on the run. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's going to be playing some music through there, you know what I mean, through the movie. Merc 79 going to be on it. 239 going to be on it. Frank Swabby going to be on it. And we got a guest that's going to be on that joint, you know what I mean? But, so anyway, man, love is a beautiful thing. If you have it, embrace it, take it in, love for that, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to everybody out there, you know what I mean? Because it's true, they say, you know, Eve made a song say, love is blind, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, seriously, I just, I mean, you know, in my category, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I can say that, you know, I'm glad that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ has love for me, because I don't know what I would have did if it wasn't for them, you know what I mean? Bringing me through and that is situation, because like in the marriage it says to death do us apart, for sickness and health, for rich or poor. And both of my ex-wives, they broke them vows hard. One broke the vow of adultery, and then the other one broke the vow of just saying, forget it, I'm going to throw the ring away. No, man. But, hey, it didn't affect me, man. I'm still the same Keno. I'm still the same dude. Everywhere I go, dude still call me pimp. I met this dude today. Interesting. His name was Samuel. I met him, and I was in the transit bus station. And it's funny. You can start talking about love around certain in front of men. Before Valentine's Day, right? And they'll start telling you about their history, about the type of love situations they dealt with. And so, like, we was talking, and the guy was, you know what I mean, he was talking about his past history of what was going on, and I explained about my situation, how mine just said, I don't want the daughters no more. You know what I mean? And it's like, he was like, you know what, that's effed up, you know what I mean? He was like, that's effed up on the woman part. He was like, but man do it. I was like, yeah, you would expect a man to do it. But for a woman to do it? Like, you know, you hear what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, you know what I mean? We was building in the transit, and now, I mean, so come to find out, this guy said he spit lyrics. Like, I was getting ready to get on this. My transit bus was coming to get ready to take me to the mall. My dude was like, he described himself. He said, I'm sick with the bars. And so he gave me his info. So, you know what I mean? He's supposed to be trying to come and holler at me. And he was like, I'm trying to get studio time somewhere. I was like, man, you know what I mean? That's what I was trying to holler at you about, you know what I mean? And so he rap and sing. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? He told me to hit him up on Facebook. But, you know what I mean? We were talking, man. We were talking about love, man. And it was like, It's like anywhere where I go and I start talking about love, people join in and they start talking about it. They be talking about their past experiences that they had with women and what the women did and all the crazy stuff that they caused. And now I mean, and then he told me out here, the women out here are like, he basically said they didn't have no screws in their head. He was like, he was trying to tell me, if women be on, like, he just put it out there. He was like, most women, he said a female met him on WhatsApp or something like that. Now, listen to this now. This is going to blow your mind now. He said a female met him on WhatsApp. And he said she kept saying that she wanted him to come over her house, right? He said he cut his hair, shaved, did everything. He said, and he tried to text her, she never responded back. Then he said, he tried it again. She said, she texted him, hit him up on Facebook, was like, yeah, come on over to my house. And then so he said, he got ready to text her again. He said, she didn't respond. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so he said, then she finally hit him up again on Facebook and was like, you gonna come to my house? He was like, hey, yo, you stupid. You feel me? And so he was like just warning me about women around here, man. He was warning me about women around here. And I didn't have my share of experiences, man. I'm gonna just put it out here like that, man. This is what he said. He grabbed my attention. This is why we're discussing love right now. He grabbed my attention when he said, listen. He said something that I thought about like in December. He was like, look. He's like, don't search. He said, if it's meant to be, they'll come to you. That's what he said. Now, to hear that from a white dude, with a white dude with tats on his arm, and he said he had like major stuff going on with the law in the past, but for him to say, don't go searching for it, let it come to you, if it's meant to be, it'll come to you. And it's like right there, it strike me, and I was like, damn. I was like, this is the same mode I've been on for the longest of thinking that way. But for to hear somebody say it that I just meet, and they say that, it kind of grabbed my attention hard. You know what I mean? So yeah, for real, yeah. I want God to send me a woman, man. You know what I mean? I need God to send me a woman, dude. I need Heavenly Father to send me a woman. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do it my way no more, man. You know what I mean? Because, like, it's like it ain't no real women out there no more. You understand what I'm saying to you? You feel my drift right now?
It's not.
With me being a Latter-day Saint, you know what I mean? And being a Mormon, I started to realize the things that means a lot and what's important in life. And like, you know what I mean? And it's like, I'm up in Walmart, man. I see all these women, man. They walking out the door because I'll be in the front and they just be smiling at me, dude. Know what I mean? I'm just sitting there chilling. These women walk out the door and they like smiling at me, dude. I'm talking about giving me these Google smile eye looks and all of that. And I'm like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, what am I doing so good to make these women want to smile at me? Know what I mean? I'm just sitting there chilling. I mean, but I guess when you're single, you become major handsome or something like that. Because, like, it's the way that you carry yourself. You hear what I'm saying? You know what I mean, right? Because when you're single, you tend to like take care of yourself like real like pretty much real, like more closer and more, it's more like a personal thing, especially like if your ex-wife left you and she expected for you to be all miserable and expect for you to be crying over here, I'll cry for you. Now, I mean, that went out the door a year ago. Word up. I'm back in the building. I'm back. And so anyway, my dude, when I was getting ready to get on the bus, I was getting ready to leave out of transit. You know what he said? He said, all right, this is what he said to me. When I was getting ready to get on the bus, I was inside of transit. He said something, and then he was like, yeah, he said, all right, temp. That's what he said. Now, nigga, I got on digital military gear. I got on my dookie chain with my little, you know what I mean, with the Mr. 239 in the front of it. I ain't got on no suit, no tie. So I'm getting the approach, like, officially, as if, you know what I mean? And so it's like, yeah, I'm considered a bachelor now. Because I don't have no woman with me, no woman. I got a bachelor pad, you know what I mean? And it's like, dude, I mean, but it's amazing how love, when you talk about love in public, how it can become contagious. Because while we was discussing all of that, there was another guy that knew him, and he started talking about how messed up the women were out here. And it's like, that's why I wanted to discuss the subject about love, because it becomes contagious. When you start talking about it in public, it becomes a contagious thing. And like, if it's a whole bunch of men together talking, they can make a whole conversation keep coming out talking about the subject love. You feel me?
Right.
So like, I mean, that's why I wanted to talk about the subject love. So anyway, what you gonna be doing Valentine's Day for your love and Valentine's Day? What you gonna be doing?
What I'm gonna be doing? I really don't know.
What you mean you really don't know, nigga? You married?
You married, nigga?
Know, like,
but,
if I,
but,
I mean, there's heart
the
candy.
But the thing about it, even if we marry, it's her schedule. You gotta look at it. She, my wife is unpredictable. So, you know,
damn.
Valentine's damn. Last year, I ain't had no Valentine's last year. This time,
really?
I'm just gonna see. I'm gonna see how it turned out. I really, really and truly, I've been on this level ever since 6 or 7 years ago, Valentine's. Even when we were living together, cause you know I got one of those wives, you know, something may come up. She may not be able to see you. And, you know, I was trying to get Valentine's early, but, you know.
Whoa, really? Hey. Nigga, the reason I'm saying this is because, go ahead, keep going.
But I done got to the point where, long as I can wake up and see another day, that's the Valentine's Day for me.
Well, that's what I mean. That's exactly why we talking about the subject right now, because, I mean, I was looking, and you know around this time they have nothing but the Valentine's Day candy. The big heart box with all the chocolate kind of taste, the
yeah,
type of flavors of chocolate in there. And it's like, you look at that, and it kind of reminds you of how women act. You can have women that act soft like the caramel part, that be want to all be all mushy with you for Valentine's Day, and then maybe you can have the type of woman that just want to be just, you know what I mean? Just be uptight about everything and not really want to be around. You get what I mean? Am I making sense right now?
I went all out with it. I went all out with it Valentine's one time. I bought my baby a big teddy bear, the bear big as her. Bought her some candy. And that was like 8 years ago, just to show my love. What happened to the bear, I don't know. But I think the dog messed the bear up. Gripped it a
really?
Strings. So I had to get rid of the teddy bear. And I was kind of angry about it. But then I thought about it. You know what? Fuck it. I ain't worried about it. That show material things.
Yep. That's how it is. I mean, yeah, because material don't last forever.
Cars is the material thing.
Mm-hmm.
Candy is material thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
If you gotta get material things to express your love, it's really
it ain't
love.
Meant to be. That's right. Well,
it's
see,
made,
that's what I was gonna
love.
Say. Well, that's what I was gonna say. See, me in the past, I used to get mine a whole bunch of I used to get mine like roses and a whole bunch of flowers, dog. I used to do that on the regular.
Material.
You know what I'm saying? I used to do that, and I thought that it was gonna make, you know what I mean, make things get stronger. But I mean, it gave me another kid. But after that, it's like, you know what I mean? It was downhill. So I mean, I feel you on that. That's why this subject couldn't get discussed, because that's what I wanted to say. Like what you said, if you know what it's around time to you is you waking up to see another day. And that's where I'm getting at right now. That's what I was meaning. Because like at first I didn't know, like you said, like last year you didn't have no Valentine around you. So me and you was in the same boat.
My brother didn't.
We was in the same boat then. I didn't even know that. We were in the same boat. And I mean, I was crying like a baby on Valentine's Day last year, dog. Know what I mean? Because it's like, when you get used to, see, when a husband get used to having his wife around, that she spoils
exactly.
him. You get what I mean? She spoils him.
Yeah.
And so whenever she decides she don't want to be with him no more, what the hell he going to do? Go try to find another female? It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen because, why? It's something that's done went on. Like, for instance, I told mine. I've been talking to her, I told her on Facebook, look, if you're going to get divorced, go on and send me my damn papers. Because you know what you're doing? You're stopping me from getting another woman. You're stopping me from moving on with my life. You get what I mean? You feel me? Do it make sense what I'm saying right now? Like, so, and it's like she ain't responding, but you put on Facebook, you've been divorced ever since February 11th, 2021. How you been divorced and I ain't got no damn papers yet? You feel me? So it's like a little game. It's a game. Like, so, like, I mean, I'm to a point, like, where you said you was at now, that's where I'm at. That's where my mentality's at. It's like, okay, you know what I mean? And, like, and then, one of my dudes from my church, he was like, when I told him what had happened, what was going on, he was like, well, you know, we got this saying in fishing, meaning you need to break the bait and move on, brother. That's what he had told me when I had told him about what my, you know, my ex was about. You feel me? And it's like, I'm 42 years old. Why should I sit around and starve over a 34... excuse my friends, a 34-ass-year-old female that didn't want to be a mother no more, that didn't want to be a wife no more. You feel me?
Yeah.
You get where I'm coming from. It's like my kids got to suffer from this now. You feel me? And it's like they don't even think about her. I'm glad that them little girls don't ask about her. And I can't bring up nothing about her because then my little girls... start, you know what I mean? Because, like, the last time with the stuff that happened at the visitation office, the lady that was the person that conducted all, me and her got in a little, you know, because I was late, we got in a little altercation, and I spoke it out, and I got it back in the building because we got in the altercation because I was late coming there, and I've been late numerous times or whatever. And I was like, I said in front of, you know, my daughters, I was like, you know what, this is all Catherine's fault. Just like that, you know what I mean? I was like, you know what I mean? But at the same time, if she wouldn't have left, none of this would have went down. Because I would have been in the bed, and she would have been up with the little girls, and they wouldn't have went out the door in Mount Zion House. You feel me? You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
She would have had my back like a wife was supposed to have a husband back when he in a bad shit. You feel what I'm saying? And so,
yeah.
I mean, I'm 42 years old. I feel like, I'm going to tell you how old I feel like. I feel like a 14-year-old right now. Word. That's my energy level now. And it's like, my mind frame, my energy, everything is like a 14-year-old, dog. So, okay. That was the subject for tonight on love, unless you got anything, any input you want to put in about this subject before we go into this freestyle session. I'm going to keep the beat playing, and you can give your input on how you feel about this whole love thing and how you feel about how women feel, how all women across the world feel about Valentine's Day. And how they really appreciate it, and who don't appreciate it, and who really appreciate it.
All I can say
if you
is,
let me know.
All I can say is Valentine's is, if many, this for all of you listening. If you got a Valentine, show it. Show it by your actions. Not by material, but by your actions in your heart, your mind, your body, and soul. If that ain't one with it, then you might as well be like us.
And make sure you keep God involved in it, because when you got God involved in it, it's going to last. It's going to be stuck together. It ain't going to let nothing say, oh, I want to throw the wedding band away, or I'm going to choose to be in love with alcohol. I'm going to choose to be in love with whatever this addiction is. Like, see, this is why we're speaking about it, Beth. Because me and that guy, we started speaking about it today. And he was like, you know, sometimes when people get an addiction, that addiction makes them want to leave away from their family, and that's all they could think about is dealing with, messing with, using that addiction. And so that's why they like to leave their family, and they just rather be gone and be at one with that addiction. And he was like, sometimes they choose their addiction over their family. And like when he was talking right. about it, man, it kind of like, it kind of just like blew my mind, man. And it's like, I was just sitting there stunned for a minute. Because it's like, we talking about love, you feel me? We was talking about marriage.
Yeah.
We talking about dating. We was talking about when you meet a woman and everything. But when he really got my attention, this is a hardcore dude that's done been in and out of the government facility. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to express that. We all have been under the government facility
at
a time, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, stop searching for it. He said, let it come to you. And when he said it, like I said, man, dude, it just dropped my mouth and I fall. Because that's the thing that I've been sitting around doing and thinking on my mind. Like, man, you know what? It's not working out my way, you know? How about I just let it go to a different approach and let it come to me? You feel me?
Exactly.
And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes it ain't easy being alone, man. Living alone, eating alone, blessing my food alone. But I'm not alone. I got Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. And the greatest thing that happened to me that's going to make me feel the greatest Valentine for this year is me becoming a Latter-day Saint. And me becoming a Mormon. Because you know what? I found out that it's worldwide. It's worldwide like we was with our music. Like we is with our music. So I'm always going to have the love of the Latter-day Saints and the Mormons to embrace me regardless of what I'm going through. I don't care if a woman leave me and say, oh, he ain't going to get nowhere without me. He ain't going to be nowhere without me. All that weird time story thing and stuff. Nah, I'm a car boy. You know what I mean? I mean, you're listening to a dude that I literally used to carry my wife's panties in my pocket. They were clean panties. I put her on a pedestal so damn high that I used to walk around with her panties in my pocket so I can keep a stench on me. We talking about whenever we went anywhere, I had two pair of her panties in my pocket. They were clean panties. I literally cherished her, man. How many niggas out there walking around with their wife's panties in their pocket? How many, dog?
I can say the ones that love their wife real, real, real love hard, love them hard, I'm going to confess, I would.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's how I was. Do you know I recently threw the panties away last year? Along with all her clothes? Because, dude, when she came at me as if she wasn't coming back, I was like, the hell with this, dude. Why am I going to hold on to your stuff inside of the house? You know, like when I dealt with that other chick when I was in North Myrtle Beach, you left all her stuff there and I was all crying, falling apart, sobbing, couldn't get over and was almost about to fall apart, about to make myself have a heart attack, have a stroke, have a stroke. You remember that? You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, no, it didn't happen this time. It didn't happen this time. I had to rise above it, man. I was 41 years old. I had to rise above it, dog. I mean, and it's like, I mean, now my eyes are open. My mind is open. My spirit has risen above all of that. Now, I mean, and like, you know, I don't know if it was the lessons by the sister missionaries coming by teaching me, because right after she did what she did, her sister that was a Mormon from California, big up to Julia, you know what I mean, my sister-in-law out in California, she sent sister missionaries to our house after my ex left, all right? After my ex left, she sent sister missionaries to my house to give me lessons. And those lessons helped me overcome the turmoil and the toxicity, like the dude, System of the Down made a phone call, System of the Down made, that she's trying to leave behind. And it's like, now, man, I rise above that, man. You know what I mean? I rise above it. You know what I mean? And I'm glad I did. And I thank Heavenly Father for the elders and the sister missionaries and the bishops and everybody that's been supporting me through this whole time when I've been dealing with my trials and tribulations of that ex leaving me. You know what I mean? Thinking I wasn't gonna make it. You know what I mean? But officially, yeah. Man, let's get this session going. So Merc, take the mic. Introduce our freestyle session, and that's it. Don't start doing no crazy stuff. 239, I'm not going to start doing that crazy, dude. Just know, well, Merc, man, it was crazy with you coming in Walmart, getting in my body, man. Why you keep jumping in and out of my body, man, when I won't be telling you to? Well, dude, listen. There was a Mr. Valentine's movie that's getting ready to be shot, dude, and I felt that I needed to go all out. I seen through your eyes, dude, that there was Valentine's stuff out, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to get in his body and grab and hit him across his head and give him some sense to his head to realize what kind of props he can use to shoot this movie. I mean, but Merc, man, you ain't got to be doing that when I'm in public, man. I mean, Dern, if you're going to do that, you might as well dress up like a space creature and go into public and start shooting scenes for Mr. Valentine dressed up the way you be looking like you be looking. Just 39, dude, just don't give me all that animosity, dude. It's no reason for it, dude. I understand that you feel kind of weird because, you know, your ex left you last year like Afrobana did me because I turned to an alien. But, dude, we're in the same freaking boat. Just understand that, dude. Okay? Man, I understand it, Merc. Just go ahead and introduce us, man. Come on. You have now just been in tune to Mr. 239 and Best Spectacular with a Sunday discussing on love and Valentine's Day and all of that stuff, dude. And you're now attuned to Two Tuesdays, and this is the WIGSRadio.com station where reality slaps in the face and not showing it behind. Well, stop! What the hell wrong with you, man? I told you, I know you're gonna do some stupid stuff. Man, dude, this is your life, dude. Man, Mark, bring the beat back, man. Bring the beat back, man. Just bring the beat back. Stop acting stupid, man. Now he's doing that dumb stuff. I just asked you to do one dumb thing, and you do a dumb thing. You do a stupid thing every time, man. 239, dude, just calm down. Man, Mark, you got the beat up too loud. Turn it down, man. Turn it back down, man. Bring the beat back, man. Hey, Beth, start this joint off, man. Start this beat, start this freestyle session off, dog. Let's go. Bam!
Yeah. As I begin to start and go from the pen, as I spit, everybody just wanna look then. Look where the love go, when they love go, when they just left. Yeah, they just gone, and everybody just wanna go and get back and take back the step. Step by step, day by day. So many people that just wanna play. Wanna play with hearts and wanna just tear a nigga down. Wanna just tear everything out, rip it out. But they know that we always go with the grip style. Yeah, we keep staying gripped and we stay equipped. It don't matter, everybody just gonna take a sip. And they're gonna drink everything that we think. Every bar that I just run from, like I need a shrink. Everybody just wanna say that the nigga just lost his mind and he just can't even go back and find it. That means whoever gonna find it, they better come back. But if they come back, yeah, they better come back with something, and they better just give it to me. Yeah, give it to me. Everything what they just wanna take from it. Everything that they just wanna say that the nigga just saw was just gonna be heartbroken. Not heartbroken, just leave it outspoken. Everything, yeah, it's always a token. Mr. Valentine, yeah, that's the beat. Everybody just wanna say, yeah, Valentine's right around the street, right around the corner.
Yo, check it. This is what I'm going to expose up much about how most women in the past have took my heart, put it inside of one of them candy boxes and bashed it with a zillion one sledgehammers. Where every piece of it, like breaking up like all them pieces of candy inside of the box. What's part of me is like caramel, some of it is like cherry inside, and some of it is gone nuts. Cause I'm PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder off. Sometimes it's an order up, make me feel like it's a buffet. Man, I'm walking around trying to figure out what's gonna be on my plate. What's out here in this buffet? Cause did I choose this one, did I choose that one? What this one gonna want, what this one gonna need? What this one gonna say that she want me to do and say that she could do in order for her to be with me? Man, I'm getting tired of this, man. It's getting a little bit too materialistic to me. Man, make me feel like some days, man, women ain't acting like nothing, but they just want to melt a man's heart like butter. Melt it down, and the next thing you know, it get rough, though. Get rough like a whole bunch of burnt chicken in the oven. Meaning, like, a woman sometimes will get you all cooked up, get you all fixed up, get you all steamed up, and be like, yeah, I like you. I love you. I want to be with you forever. Man, forget forever, man. You should think about eternity. When it's time for me to represent, man, I want to make sure that whoever want to be with me, they feel they love with me eternally. I'm talking about at the temple. I'm talking about the temples that the Latter-day Saints go to. And they be still forever with their ancestors. Why most women be out here playing games? Don't know. Sometimes they make brothers feel like they left on a stretcher. I'm talking about me. Cause sometimes I get put on a stretcher from all the things that that female did to me. Make me feel like, man, I got a better life to keep me going. I assume that every time Valentine's Day come, man, Mr. Valentine start tipping me at my door, man. They be like, look, they eating my heart up just like the deepest creepers demon. Too many women out here want to eat too many hearts, and it seems like they done been came heartless. That's the reason why we keep on doing what we doing. 27 days later or 23 days later, next thing you know, they come back to you acting like they want to have something to do with your brain. Most of them be playing games and be like, what can you pay for me? Can you pay for my bills? Can you pay for things that I need to get done? Can you pay for my nails? If you can approve that, if you can do that, then maybe I can come and chill with you, matter of fact. Man, I want to knock that out of here like a bat. Home run.
Home run. Yeah, run done. One and done. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just rhyme up a ton. So many lyrics that the niggas just don't know. I want a stun, stun gun. No, I just hit him with a stone cold stun. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just gonna stay, and I just go in the mode of big pun. As I just looking at it, ain't fun. Niggas get killed, and in my turn, there by a ton. Everybody say, yeah, I'm dropping nothing but tons. 3 tons I drop on your head. That mean everybody just gonna be left dead. Yeah, they squish, squish like a cartoon. Everybody just say, dang, this nigga just go like a sharp zoom. Yeah, sharpen, sharpen the tune. Everybody just wanna go and they just wanna rock tune. Rock then, there ain't nobody stop what it be popped in. Everything that a nigga just go and I rock the spin. Rocking everything that the nigga just gonna go and I just go. Going like a kin. Like I'm kin to the next of kin. This is a nigga that's always gonna be wrapped up then. Looking in the life of sin. Everybody just wanna go in the pen. Don't depend on nothing. This is a nigga that just go and I just go and stand. Just like we used to do the beats back then.
Yeah, that's right. And call me Mr. Valentine. Call me Mr. Valentine, cause y'all broke my heart from the start. Call me Mr. Valentine. Call me Mr. Valentine, cause you broke my heart from the start. Broke our heart from the start. Yeah, man, we be spitting every time. Merc 79, take us back to the past real quick, Arden. Wham! Start off.
Yeah, I'm Merc 79. Everybody used to know how we get it on flow, how we just go in there, we just grind. And everybody just knew that we was in the spot. Get the place rocking, get the place rocking. Everybody start bobbing. Yeah, they start bobbing. Lead the one that start bobbing. Yeah, they just come around. You still hear about how we put it down. Every sound that we do, everybody just say that it's the crew. Yeah, 2 Live crew ain't got on us. Everything that we just go fuss, that means leave everybody on the fuss. Currency finale used to create more than a fuss. Too many niggas be ready to bust, ready to fight, ready to do anything. What does we just sharper the light? This bad nigga that's always just gonna be up on the floor, on the scene, everything that them niggas wanna go. We just go with it. Ain't nobody really gonna flow with it. Neither niggas that start with stay in the zone. Yeah, everything that we just go, yeah, we go walk a chrome. Like we just come off the top. Yeah, no, forget everything. Yeah, we just gonna take it from the top. Take it from the top, man, take off the top.
Yeah, yeah. So you wanna take it from the top, okay. Alright, check it. Okay. Alright. So we take it to the top, okay. Take it to the top, 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 take it to the top, take it off the top, just like I took all of my hair off the top. Now I'm walking around with a ball, with a ball spot, not in a ball spot, ball head ready to pop. Yeah, clean on the surface. All you dudes out there, yo, y'all, most of y'all dudes is worthless. When we come through, me and Best Man Tech, I told y'all a long time ago, y'all are unworthy. Y'all thinking y'all can sign the way we represent, man. We be the ones that be spitting all types of facts. Make them all feel like, yeah, they're falling back and collapse. Man, you better think about Mr. 239, my man. Right now, I got gravitating inside of it. 250 milligrams added up, 500 milligrams. Man, I done took, two cups of that. Controlled substance. Yeah, that's for the pain to ease the pain away. That's the ease the pain. Just like the soul go. Mr. 239 coming through the rock around. Y'all know how we go. Round and round we go, like a merry-go. All you do out there thinking y'all can stop the sound of sound, make all y'all fall down and you spin around, yo. Most of these dudes remind me of Rango. They walk around acting like, yo, they got one bullet, but they walk around fighting like they some kind of hardcore dude. When we come through, making y'all be feeling like y'all full of it. These dudes ain't nothing but IMAX, talking about they ain't nothing but immature. They're not even immature, they ain't nothing but animated. But when we come back to make you feel like, yo, all you dudes out there don't know when the time for us to come through, we put you out and knock you out and hit you with a green screen type of flow. Most of y'all know about us, man. We the one that exposed all the ones that fake with the flow. Well, most of y'all dudes are shaking up like Jello. Yeah, we come through dudes in the game are so soft like a whole bunch of applesauce. Thinking they can stop every time we represent when it's time for AMP. Y'all get lost. They get lost. They get lost. How do they get lost?
How they get lost? Everybody just gonna just get lost like they just go into a place and they just don't even know what it's space. Let me take them back. I'm a hitman, so I just always come back. Life is crank high voltage. Everything that a nigga just go in a voltage. Yeah, this nigga just go better than all the niggas just wanna go with a pick. Yeah, this a draft pick. Yeah, them niggas just wanna go with a top pick. This is a nigga that's always never gonna stop it. Yeah, I'm always gonna just go and be the hot kid. Hot kid, yeah, I'm ready to go and I'm ready to bust like a hot head. That mean ready to shoot. Shoot somebody up, shoot something up. That mean I just feel like love just done took me up and knocked me down. That mean everything that I just was used to be set with a frown. Never ever look down, never ever look back. So them niggas know that we always just gonna keep coming back. Yeah, I'm always gonna have a comeback. Just like I just got a fresh line, and I just take and I just killed the line. Everything that the niggas just wanted to go and they just want to talk about dying. Yeah, let a nigga die. Yeah, that nigga gonna dry up. Let all that flow just dry up. I'm the nigga that's always just gonna be a nigga that's always gonna let everybody subscribe. Yeah, they just can't even go with the drive.
Okay, drive. Yo, this professional stuff, man. Y'all need to pay attention, okay? Hey, Best Thing Tech, boy, we be smacking it, don't we? We be smacking it, right?
Yeah.
So do you feel like rocking off a party beat? Rest in peace to Black Rob, man. Hey, Best, I feel like saying Nas Dairobi. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Do you feel like saying Nas Dairobi? Best, are you here? Are you with me? Let me say it right. My friend, are you ready to say Nas Dairobi? You got the money?
Yeah.
You got the money? You go to the big... They go to the Walmart and start cracking up. When we did that about the paycheck, that bit about the paycheck. he bust out of nowhere. He was like, you got the money? You got the money? You got the bank for the money? got some money. All right, here we go. Hey, yo, please. Hey, yo, please. Hey, yo, please. Now it's that rope, yeah. Hey, yo, please. Hey, yo, please. Now it's that rope, yeah. Hey, yo, please. Hey, yo, free, Nas, I roll, yeah. That's spectacular. Let me take it like this. C-E-R-E-E-R. Forget it, man. I ain't gonna spend it to let y'all know what this means, man. Most of the dudes out here don't know about them. Bring it to them. So I take it to the C, the H, the E, the E, the R. Let them know she is Nas, I roll, yeah. Meaning that Mr. 39 and EMP back in the building. Getting ready to fold you up. Making you feel like we're gonna fold you up. Like a Benjamin put it in our wallet. And everybody moving around under the set about us, man. We keep that keep moving. Keep it moving. Keep it going. Most of these dudes out here don't know, man, when it's time for the AMP to get the flowing. Most people be wondering what's going on. Nas, I roll, yeah. Cheers, cheers, cheers. Nas, I roll, yeah. Cheers, cheers, cheers. Watch it, folks. Nas, I roll, yeah. Cheers, 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 cheers. Nas, I roll, yeah. Cheers, cheers. AMP is here.
AMP in the building. Everybody just say that we feel like a million. Yeah, it's a million. Fall up in the sky, looking at the sky. Everybody just wonder who is that just going in the sky. This is that nigga that's always sitting in the sky. The other just going in, just going as I. That mean I look from the eye, flow from my eye. That mean it's just me flowing as LG. Yeah, they know that I'm just gonna say that I always been 10 toes down, head to the sky. Every time when I just say that I just gotta go in, I just gotta cheer, that I just gotta toast. Everybody know it, it's always just gonna be the niggas that just wanna boast. I ain't that type of nigga, I'm that type of nigga that'll roast a nigga like a roasting session. Everything, yeah, I'm just gonna kill them like it's a new blessing. Everything, what they wanna just talk about, yeah, just give them a lesson.
Nas, I roll, yeah. AMP in the building. Nas, I roll, yeah. Cheers, 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 cheers. Nas, I roll, yeah. AMP in the building. Cheers. Yo, cheers. Everybody put your glass up in the air. Fill it up with whatever your cup running over bed. Everybody feel what we bringing in the air. Forget it. AMP in the building. Makes you get intoxicated. Just like you had a whole bunch of bottles of alcohol inside of your system. But man, we ain't gonna hit you like that. We gonna hit you and make you feel like, yeah, you feel in the format. As we coming through bringing the roll back. While y'all about to get pulled back. Y'all know we bring the old throwback sound. Making everybody feel like y'all gonna fall on the ground. Man, how many times has AMP been in the building and girls and people be acting like they're stumbling and staggering, trying to dance and keep up and say things that we be saying. Sometimes we had to grab the microphone and turn it towards the crowd because they keep on screaming. Some of them would scream currency finale, some of them would be like frequency, yelling frequency. Nas, I roll, yeah. Cheers, 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 cheers. Are you in the building? Nas, I roll, yeah. Cheers. It's the rest of the flow. Nas, I roll, yeah. Cheers, 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 cheers. Nas, I roll, yeah. Hey, your feet is in the building.
In the building. Now everybody want to see the feeling. Feeling like they just about to just pass out intoxication. Everything that the niggas just speak, yeah, we just been on the station. Merch 79, that means, yeah, that's when maybe we was just live. But it's the WIB, WIBS, everything that's the radio station, everything that we just go and bless. Bless the mic. No, we don't just kill the mic. Everybody just want to look and see what this is like.
AM Fleet is in the building. Y'all hearing the lieutenant up there. Thanks for reminding me of what position you was in, man. Life has been so crazy. I remember one night I said something about you as a sergeant. And I apologize about that. Just fighting vasculitis and dealing with that situation with that female that I got famous on Spotify. And we just on, stay alert, Kino's coming. No, I mean, like, I'm going to tell you something before we rock this beat. Sometimes people come in your life as a vessel to shoot you to the top. Well, you know that?
Yeah.
You know that, right? It's like that's sometimes what the purpose be. But say this hook real quick, and I'm gonna let you write. Yeah, I'll let you start it off because you didn't get to finish. All right, so you remember this beat? Best, we're gonna take them all with back, man. Big ups to Shadow Bills, man. And here we go one time, Merc, hit him, wham, Merc, go, yeah. Hey, you're bleeding, building, baby. It's like this right here. It's like this right here. Y'all know what we do. When AMC come through, we gonna hit you with that aroma, party aroma. Cause when it's time for AMC to come through, we gonna hit you with that party aroma. Yeah.
Gonna hit you up. Everything that we just split you up. Everything that the niggas just wanna go with the history, bruh. Well, we went from above. Yeah, we coming from above. No, we coming from the bottom, going to the top. That means we looking from above. Looking at so many, look at me from above. And the see that there's so many that can't even get no hugs. That means it's nothing but a shrug. Or get nothing but a punch. Everything that the nigga just say, that the nigga just go around everything, everything with my flow.
Yeah, Mr. 239 coming to let him know, yo, yo, when it's time for AMV, we get in your ear and stay in there like a whole bunch of earplugs. We get deep in your eardrums. Everything that we be saying make everybody feel like they want to get up and start standing in the dance and giving love. That's fantastic. Remember that time when we was up in Club 11 in New York City? And that time that we went to Puff Daddy's place in the spot, and that female tried to act like she was a little bit witty, acting like she didn't recognize me from that fly. Beat. And at the same time, it was about to be some kind of problems easy, man, and situations that kept on happening. And like you said, y'all know what time it is. When AMP is inside the building, we gonna hit you with that party aroma. Cause when it's time for AMP, we gonna keep you partying mud.
Yeah, I remember Puff Daddy's. It was a girl looking like, come get me daddy. She was like, I just wanted you to come in. Yeah, you think to just come in, but you couldn't get in. And she would look in, couldn't even find me, cause we were too busy doing our own thing. Went back to the room and we just started describing freestyle flowing. Started freestyle flowing and we start going. That's when we just didn't have anybody that just want to come around and they just want to rock with a nigga. Anything that these niggas just want to just look at what we used to do, how we used to fit, going from few, going from nothing. Everybody just see that we just go and we just go and stew.
Yeah. Y'all know what time it is when AMP is in the building, party of Oma. Yeah, man, that was crazy. You remember that, though? You remember when we... And I want to talk about this real quick, and then Merc said we're not going to play a beat check. You remember that chick from Philly? How she got on your jock?
Yeah. Yeah.
The one that had all that money. The chick that had all the money,
yeah.
B. You remember, you know what I'm talking about. The chick that had all the money. We was up in there, was about to go in the Puff Daddy, and then I think that was that night when Drake and all of them was up in there. Everybody was up in there. You remember? And that chick from Philly was, like, talking to you, and she was telling you 100%. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, we're going to chill with you, and we would have got in the building. And then if she had our teeth on you.
If we would have got in, I would have got her that night.
Exactly. And she put out the money because she was willing to buy some of the merchandise from us. Because I don't know what you were talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, yo, that's why she put out all the money. I can never forget it. That's why I kind of brought it up on this floor when we just got from the freestyling. That's it. You remember? And it's like, it blew my mind because I saw it. I was like, wow, I just thought about it. Me, that stag tag, when we was up in the Puff Daddy thing, that female approached us from Philly, and she put out all her money in front of my dude.
That's why that bitch got jealous.
I was about to make some money right there. Shorty was already on you. She was already going to spend money to get the merchandise, the Jell-O wear, the CDs. hey, that was going to be crazy. Exactly. She was going to give you, the business. Ain't that what they call the business? She was going to give you the business.
I probably would have put a kid in her that night.
Well, I mean, she was all over you. And, I mean, dude, what was blowing my mind, dude, all the women was all over you when we was at the airport. That was the crazy part.
Yeah.
You remember that? That was crazy. Like, you was like, I was like, dude, how you mean? He was like, I don't know. She's one woman. And most of the women was, didn't you run to a woman that was married and she was wanting you still, like, It was crazy. Man, we had some crazy episodes, dude. When we be like, you know what I mean? We had some crazy episodes. But let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go back in. Merc, hit us again. Wham! Yeah, let's go. Yo, check it. I am the dude. Go get ready. Hit you in, yo. When it's time for the AM fleet to come through, y'all better hit the deck. When it's time for us to rip the spot, you give us that respect. Cause when it's time for Mr. 239 to come up like a dude shooting out with a whole bunch of shots, pow pow, make a whack rapper fall down on the ground, make him feel like, yeah, I greased it. With my barrel, I grazed the bone. Crazy, let y'all know where the praise is known. Y'all know we've been chosen, and we come through and make everybody feel like we went through your dome. Like a bullet, call it a hollow point shell, hollow point bullet. When we come through Holocaust sitting, ripping dudes apart, letting you know that me and Best Cat Tackle, I ain't forgot about it in a second. We've been done deploying the pack, we've been on the pack. Well, a lot of dudes be acting like they can stop us. Yeah, we done made you feel like we done blew your back. That's a target with a map. Y'all better watch out and respect AM Queen when we come through hit the deck. Cause when it's time for AM Queen, y'all gonna give us mad respect. If you don't understand, you gon' be left. And y'all gon' feel like you is wet. Cody Smooth's wet up, playing. I ain't talking about no AIDS. You won't give us respect.
Yeah, on attack. Yeah, everything that this nigga just speaks from a fact. Look at the facts when we was looking way back. Looking now, everything just come to stack. Everything that the niggas just wanna say that we never lack. I'm the nigga that's always just gonna be the nigga that's just gonna go, and I'm just gonna hit him. Hit him up good. Everything what the niggas wanna say, what they wanna go good. You know it never good. It's always bad the way that we hit them. That mean we always coming with revenge. Coming with revenge, and we just going and taking everything. Yeah, we just gonna just take it. Call me the taker.
Yo.
Everything that the niggas gonna break you.
Oh. So like I said, y'all better give AM respect, because when we come through hit the deck, who are y'all out there don't understand, y'all gonna give us bad respect. Because if we come through the building, y'all gonna be left wet. And I ain't talking about H2O, just a different chemistry, get decked. Hit the deck when it's time for AM fleet to come through, give us respect. We gon' take y'all back and remind your mind. Let y'all know we bring it, we leave y'all wet. AM Fleet is in the building. Y'all better give us respect. Because if you don't recognize what we gonna do, we gon' take y'all back If anybody don't know, AM Flay is in the building. If you don't understand, yeah, we gonna get you wet. It's time for AM Flay to come to make you hit the deck. For anybody out there don't understand, y'all give us mad respect. Cause AM Flay gonna make you feel like we need a whole scene wet. Now H2O, this a different kind of chemistry. Man, I'ma pass it off to the lieutenant so he can finish representing and killing all the enemies.
Killing all the enemies, feeling all the enemies. Who really feeling me? Who really gonna go? And they just getting in the deep. Everything, yeah, done just gonna spread it from the head to the feet. That mean a bullet just gonna just leak. Leaves just leaking just like all black. By Chevy, two niggas in the front, two niggas in the back. Going
niggas in the back.
Back on the right side of our. I ain't even go back then describe our. Everything in the lyrics that we always just look for. Look back at everything, all the lyrics that we just put in this thing. Yeah, they better hit the deck.
Y'all better hit the deck and give AFW they respect. Cause if you don't understand, when we come through, we gon' leave the whole scene wet. And I ain't talking about H2O, this a different chemistry, hit the deck. Cause if y'all don't understand about AFW, y'all know now you gon' give us respect. Check it, y'all gonna give us respect, man. Y'all remind me of Zebra Cakes. That's why we getting ready to put lines all through all these black MCs and space. They ain't nothing but soft and goofy and softly soft and mushy in the middle like a whole bunch of little daddy type of creaming. Y'all don't understand, but when it's time for us to represent, man, a long time ago, man, we was spitting rhymes to kill off and destroy the demons. Why most dudes out here thought that they could stop us, robbing us, taking three moves for us, trying to kill us down below the church, thinking that was going to stop us. Man, we still here, AM Flay, coming back like the AMT, like the AMT, like, let's see, we pity the fool like, Mr. P, and we come to him like Hannibal, like Lecter, making all y'all feel like y'all get buzzed, man, get your head spread up, get your chest red up, you don't understand about Mr. 239 and Best Fan Tacklers, we keep your head popping off like Pringles mush.
Yeah.
Like I said on the hook, y'all better give AM Flay mad respect or hit the deck. Because when we come through, we leave the whole scene wet. And I ain't talking about H2O, this a different kind of chemistry, hit the deck. Hey, Best. Man, they don't understand. When we get back in the lab and make mixtapes, there ain't going to be nobody safe. Like, I was looking at something that JC had said. It popped up, and I shared it on my page. He was talking about when Benny Single, Memphis Bleek, and all them first came out, and he said they were in the studio. He said he told them that y'all need to hurry up and put all y'all music out. And said, this is what he said. He said, y'all need to hurry up and get all y'all music out and get dropped as many albums and how many songs y'all going to drop out. Because he said, because 50 Cent is coming. And so he said, a few months later, 50 Cent dropped In the Club. And that was it. They couldn't pull out no more music. So this is a fair warning to everybody out there that make music. You better get all your music out, because when AM Flay come, y'all ain't gonna put no more out. Y'all might as well say that your stuff's gonna say it's gonna say out of order, not out of business, out of order. Y'all gonna have them out of order, little. You know those little papers they put for the out of order machine. You know they tape it on there and have it with black marker and be like out of order. You know what I mean, right? So that's what's gonna happen. So Best, man, I'm gonna bring out another joint, man. Merc 79, we gonna throw a commercial on, and then we gonna play another joint that you gonna really like to rhyme off of. So I'm gonna let you rhyme off of it. I'm gonna let you start it off.
I want my baby back, I want my baby back,
I got my baby back.
Wham, dude. So best set tackler, dude. How does it feel, dude, to get back and officially come back, dude? I was listening to one of the old Merc 79 hip hop and R&B show joints from back in May 2011. Dude, you and Mr. 239 were smashing it. And you guys had a guy on there by the name of Titus. You guys was killing it, dude. Y'all used to smash sessions, dude. I want that feeling back on this show, dude. What's up, dude? Can we get it back or what, dude? And you know what I'm talking about, dude. That feeling where dude, y'all was just killing the sessions, dude. Y'all just didn't care. Y'all was just ripping them, dude. Y'all was just ripping them. Y'all was just ripping the sessions, dude. Do you hear me, Best Spectacular, dude? Do you hear me, dude?
Yeah.
Do you hear me, dude? Do you remember those sessions, dude? Do you, dude? Dude, you don't hear me, dude?
Yeah,
all right, we'll do start off. Big ups to Killer Priest, dude, of the Wu-Tang Clan, dude. Two Wu-Tang, dude, will. Let's go, best go. Seriousness. Go, seriousness. I'll come in whenever you want me to come in. Just rip it. Big ups to Killer Priest, man. Start it when you want to start it, best.
I'm burning this stuff like a cigarette. Light them up, everything just going to wreck. Everything that the niggas know, I'm just gone for my respect. Everything, yeah, the niggas better know, it's nothing but a Wu-Tang in my blood. Everything that we scream out, everybody just wanna go and they just wanna talk out. They talk out, I rip this tongue out. If he put his feet out, I take his feet off. Everything that a nigga just wanna say, that a nigga's always just gonna get a feed off. Feed off a nigga. No, the niggas ain't gonna eat off a nigga. Everything that a nigga just stay busting his trigger. Stay in and out with the rhyme and the facts. Who really gonna go back? Look back, way back when we used to go and smack. Smack a nigga in his face and knock him on his place. Yeah, knock him out of space. Knocking off his face. Just like a horror movie. Horror flick. Everything, yeah, that's going poetry. Poetry. Everything, no, it ain't no trick. But it's like I got a trick up my sleeve. So these niggas better know that I just kill me. Kill D. Everything, yeah, that's going more than me. Everything that I look at, I never bore B. That mean I'm just gonna just run at a nigga like a gore. That mean like Rhino. Take it back to ECW. Who really wanna take it back to the W? This is a nigga that's always just gonna be the W. Look at me, yeah, I'm going for the win.
Check it. So that means we ain't gonna lose. As I chose, get inside of the game. Mixing whack rappers up inside of a test tube with my chemistry. How many of y'all remember we, the way we represent when we was a Z? At the end of the alphabetical lead. While everybody don't understand, yeah, make them feel like the matter bleed. Flatter the bleed, flatter the tree. Most dudes out here don't understand, yo, we splash them like VA. Traits in the mission, y'all know where it is, coming through a different position. Coming out, making them feel like, yeah, I've been on a mission. Traveling back, long time going, assassin. Moving through with the flows, I keep going on. And yeah, this is my assignment. Always assignment to got me feeling the guiding man. Guiding man, the guiding thing is the time of guiding. Most dudes don't understand, man. Mr. 239, been spectacular. Came out the cocoon, made it just like open up. Made it beautiful, fly from the sky like butterfly. Move through, make them go through. Beautiful music, like Jared Mosgrove. What most dudes out here don't understand, that's off the road, pop the road. Make everybody feel like, yeah, off the road. Most dudes get smoked up like Arkhamos. Wax towels gone, top them up gone. Tobacco gone, ass bone. Thinking they can stop everything that we've been on, wrapped on. Got tapped on, cut on. Everybody out there don't understand, yo, the map on. Been tapped on, yeah, everybody know. Yeah, the AM fleet came through. Atomic mass coming with through with a different type of flow. Test through chemistry. Remember these, geometry goes out the trust. building up, making everybody feel like, yeah, they're feeling the rush, feeling the realness up. Yeah, came up with a type of flow, coming to finale, reached up to the top, moving side of the cotton fiber, paper, grabbed up the Toledo, Canada, Ohio. It's time for Canada, man, yo, coming with a foul, bro, not Ohio, Canada, Toledo. Yeah, that was a sergeant, yo, back in the past, yo. Go back and circle around the globe, go back to South Carolina, yo. Murder beat flow, came, ran into to do with a different kind of chemistry flow. Came through, Haitian Jamaican type flow. Currency finale elements came through. It was a whole bunch of mobster elements came up, mixed up like a test tube. Something came up just like my name was Doc. From Back to the Future, futuristic type of flow coming back. Get inside of my traveling time machine, get up inside the rhyme and deep. Moving through the rhyming scheme, take me back. Great Scott!
Rhyme disease, trying to mean everything that a nigga just go and I tell them have these. Matter of fact, shove these in their mouth. Yeah, they hitting all the fees, all the feces. Everything that a nigga just always gonna knock them to the knees. Everything that a nigga that's always just gonna go and see. Everything that they wanna believe, they wanna believe thee, believe he. Believe me.
Hey, Best. hey, Best. Niggas, hey. When we came in the game, all we was lyrical. You know what I'm saying? That's what everybody don't know. When we came in, all we did was spit lyrics. And in case y'all don't know, listen. Best Spectacular was spitting nothing but, like when he was dropping joints, he was spitting nothing but freestyles and making hits. We talking about this lieutenant, this type of lieutenant, he could get in the club. And when he in the club, he put on any beat, a new beat. That's like when we was getting beats from Shadowville. And he put on the beat. Matter of fact, All Power, which Mark 79 going to play tonight. Best Spectacular didn't even write that. It was so powerful. We got in the JC Lambs, which y'all can go back to Keno White on YouTube and go and look for All Power. Best Spectacular was on there like yelling out like the Dragon Ball featuring. And he had everybody in the club going crazy. We talking about back in the day when he was drinking real hard liquor and expensive liquor. Man, people, when he got finished performing, man, people was literally buying him shots of liquor on how much they appreciated that man's music. And he didn't write it. This song, All Power, he brought off the dome. And everybody was going bananas. People was going bananas when he first did the All Black by Debbie. We talking about the official one that has the beat and not the one with Currency Finale, which Merc 79 is going to load on here. He's going to go and go to SoundCloud and get in and play it here one night. It's the commercialized version. But I remember when Best Spectacular first did that to him. He had people going bananas when they listened to it. You remember that, Best?
Yeah.
Do I need to remind you of what was that place called? Come on now. Where Keisha stayed at? Well, it was a place, I can't think of the name. What, you know the place?
Yeah, I know.
When she stayed in the house, I can't think of the name right now. But you remember when, and that white girl was doing it.
It's the ice town. It's been too many been put on ice in that town. So yeah.
Yes, ice town, baby. Ice, frozen on ice. Well, take them back to the West Coast flavor, baby. Let's do it. Big ups to Mac 10 and Hall Town. Let's do it. Let's do it, Best Backpack. Check it. You want me to start it off and then you come in? How you want to do this? How you want to do this? Okay, it's on me. Check it. Yo. When you hear the AM feed, y'all better give us and get up out the seat. show us some love when it's time for us to come through. We represent, get ready, do you something to move. We here, ALP, it's time for you to get up out to see. And give us some of that, it's time for y'all to move, do it that.
Give it a time, everything to move, everything that the niggas want to go and start prove. Yes, going in everything that these niggas want to get in the groove. There ain't nobody want to move, too many niggas want to prove. Yeah, we going on to prove. We ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. Everything that we prove to them, everybody just saying that. Everybody just looking like somebody. Yeah, they looking like somebody. I look like nobody. Nobody to picture, nobody to remember. Cause that'll be their last memory. Last memory like they just got their mind took away. That mean their soul got took away. Too many souls done got took away. Too many people that just fade away. I'm that nigga that's all we're just gonna spray away. As I just look and I just say it fade away. Fade away in my mind. Like I just going and going to shoot my shot every time with my rhymes. I'm that nigga that's always just gonna be set on the grind. Yeah, I go for mine. Everything that I just go, I just put it in the time frame. Ain't nobody wanna go with the lane.
Nobody wanna go with the lane when it's time for us to represent. Y'all know the boss ready to lead y'all. Hey, leave them hang up. Y'all know the M1.239 best fat tackler, man. We've been known to keep telling and keep stepping it up. Every time we be doing what we doing, not everybody knows that. Man, we make any kind of crowd move. Man, we made all types of folks move around the globe. We got so big, man. We got so exposed that everybody don't even remember this. But do you remember the Zero Squad on the picture with Daru and T-Sweat and all of them when we was under Assassin Management, Famous Management? That was produced and managed by David Bolesquick. Everybody don't understand that, man. We've been celebrities, man. We was on the same camp with Ice-T and all of them dudes. Why everybody be trying to act like they don't remember the review? So we gonna give you a review and remind you of everything that we done did and everything we done been successful with. Why everybody out here and be acting like, what happened to that clique, man? They came out. Everybody used to wonder about, what was the buzz going on in New York? Get money, get bread. So many mix CD tapes that came through. We can't have no choice but to win nothing but best mix CDs of the year. Every year turn around, man, we was winning the mix CD awards quick. Best Fat Tackler, Mr. 239, and everybody else that collaborated with us. Man, we even did tracks with, what's that dude by the name Future? We done that song called what? Time? Same damn time remix with a whole bunch of dudes on it, 15 minutes. A lot of people don't understand about all that type of information or that type of, let's see, material, because maybe somebody got it hidden in some kind of drawer, like back in the past on the Ancient Aliens, that Project Blueprint. Yes, did I tell real facts and the truth, man?
Yeah.
Did me and you and get on Future remix same damn time with Mick Mill and all of them? It was a 15-minute damn song.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, tonight,
yeah.
Merc 79 said he gonna Merc 79.
Listen,
Merc 79 said he gonna play that joint tonight. The one that we officially did and everybody caught feelings and wanted us to get on the long run track. You remember that?
Yeah.
Future joined the same damn time. We made it zero time. Zero. Let's do it real quick. Let's freestyle off of it. I can tell so we can slap him in the head before Murray play that song tonight. You ready? Like, check it. I'm going to do the hook. And 1, 2, 3, go. Remember, this is a freestyle off our head. Y'all niggas, listen. It's zero time. Zero throw the rolls up. Zero time. Throw the rolls up. Zero time. Throw the rolls up. Hit it first, Beth.
Zero time. Throw the hoes up, love them niggas, ain't even on the line. Everything, yeah, they life on the line. Leave them right there in the past. Everything that we look at is going so fine. Everything, yeah, they said at the drop of the dime. Everything that I'm always been destined to shine. I'm the nigga that's always just gonna go and just go and grind. Go and grind, do it, grind at the same time. Grind and get pussy at the same damn time. That mean it's zero time, no time to waste. Everybody just say that a nigga just always on the pace, always on the move. So who gonna go with the groove?
It's zero time, AM free time. Throw them A's up, AM free time. Throw them A's up, AM free time. AM free time. Throw them A's up. Check it. Hey, we the beginning at Alphabet. So we getting ready to let you know what the A stand for. It stand for timing. M stand for mass. And fleet, meaning that we always come in a type of military form and state of mind. And for everybody out there don't know how we be represent, man. Rest in peace to MC Bree and big ups to Eric Thurman. Dr. Faxon, EPMD, and Red Man and for being in the building with me and my cousin Best Fat Tackler. Was up in Club 11, ripping up that TFO, Currency Finale, and Cyclone. Why everybody gets spin around the globe? Don't recognize what we always do. Like I said, it's AM Fleet time. Throw them A's up, AM Fleet time. Throw them A's up.
Throw them A's up, throw them up in the sky. Throw it up just like an A-town. Yeah, we shut them down. Everything that the niggas just want to go and they just want to talk around. Ain't nobody really gonna find everything that was found. This is a nigga that's always gonna astound. Everything that I just go and I just go profound. Pound for pound, yeah, I just keep pounding. I'm a Carolina, yeah, I'm like a Panther. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just gonna go stamp up, yeah, leave the niggas damped up, yeah, like they just got wet up, yeah, I just go speed up, like I'm fed up, yeah, I'm fed up, life is fed up, everything that this nigga just wanna go and go and go left of, I'm the nigga that's always just gonna go with AM fleet. This is the time everybody just want to go speak. Ain't nobody on that time. AM time.
AM fleet time. Throw them A's up. AM fleet time. Throw them A's up. A's up. AM fleet time. Throw them A's up. Check it. Fleet. Meaning that we gonna continue to move in that type of form while everybody out there didn't understand what we've been on and every time we've been grabbing microphones and mass because we bringing a whole bunch of mass. We don't talk trash and making y'all feel like y'all getting gold. Most of them get blast thinking they can come and mess with us, get wet flat. Hey, atomic, meaning that we always cause exposures every time the sentences that we spit. Well, a lot of people don't understand, man, we're breaking down the abbreviations as y'all so damn ignorant. AM fleet time, throw them A's up.
Throw them A's up. Everybody just getting hazed up. Doing this sober, I ain't got nothing in front of me. I remember when me and my fam used to be setting it off. Had a whole bunch of liquor, had a whole bunch of bottles. Whole bunch of bottles, didn't have no models. But we had so many models hitting us up. Hitting us up online. Yeah, ready to just get in line. Letting them all get in line. AM Fleet, they just want to hear the line. Flowing on the line.
AM fleet time. Throw them A's up. AM fleet time. Throw them A's up. AM fleet time. Throw them A's up. So best fan tackle, listen. Mercy 79 said he's going to turn it over and turn some music on. So we're going to give everybody a flashback, and we're going to keep the whole show going. Stay tuned, Best. Don't get off the phone. Last time you put your phone hung up, is you good this time to listen to this song? Because you really need to be on for this song. And we need to explain to these dudes why, how powerful our verse was on this song. It made Future send us the copy with him, Mick Mill, and all of them on it, and then our sergeant from Toledo, Canada, jumped on it with us, and we all three murked it with our verses. Do you remember that? And everybody sleep on us, and everybody sleep on us. When we the ones that foundation most of these little rap niggas' careers, didn't we, Best? Did we or did we not?
Yeah.
You're now in tune into WIDSRadio.com, the station where reality knocks you on the face and knocks you on the behind. Well, slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Bam! This is 2-9 Best Bad Tacklers Remake, Zero Time, Retail, Off the Top of the Dome, that was signed in 2014. Bam!
How many people thought that they could come and stop us? Now you're running out of business.
business and time flow. So all the MCs out here don't know, yeah, the zero is here, that's the last thing you see. Like a bullseye, how many y'all think y'all pulling up line? We done told you who time it is. Zero time, zero time. Turn on, zero time, zero time. Oh, oh, zero time, zero time. Come on, zero time, zero time. Throw it on, yeah.
So as for those couple of haters, Bub and Devin Dud, you two have been out of line!
Respectfully. Bucket on low like Eric and Paris. Closed casket flow, all you could debt it. They don't give you one single rose while you can smell it. So I pick for my own garden. Wanna go out in my garden like Godfather. Grandkids in a rock while I got over the block trauma. So what you saying, you got to chill. Thinking you the truth, really you not for real. Back to back with it, the hardest shit of the year.
Remix.
EPMD, we back in business.
Ain't nobody with us, come to your senses.
He's the second coming to guard, something to witness.
Piece of flying your head like Mike Pence's, we in the trenches.
I'm mad, better yet, I'm on a rampage.
My people can't even get minimum wage.
The stimulus,
give me some interest.
Give me a loan,
give me a home.
Give me that land you owe me so I can roam.
So when you trespass, blind, one in your dome. Best wishes, ghost them like he Tommy.
Ain't worried about nothing, cause his squad behind me.
EPMD, we back in business. I visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen. Eating Michelin star, counting a million. Done. I let it go for the family meetings at Code at Miami. Them wine bottles on Maggie extra large. Sign up for my masterclass Escobar. Feet up in Met Stadium at my restaurant. Tied in from AZ to Davies, you know my thoughts get crazy. My teachers, they couldn't grade me. I know some Haitians in Dade County, got coppers in Haiti. She booked a flight to Columbia, made her body amazing. Just to post it on Tumblr, this the summer. I don't care what you coming with me and hit boy running. Big gold rope chains, but they flooded now.
Yeah.
Pull up with the ghost like a haunted house. She getting scary blood on my hands like Carrie. Might walk through a cemetery to see where hip-hop is buried. I said it was dead, but it faked his death like Machiavelli. You see letters in red splatter, look like sauce and spaghetti.
Yeah,
ready?
EPMD, we're back in business.
What?
Living in cramped conditions, we'll give you ammunition.
I stock those shelves, I got those shelves like Taco Bell. And I'm not gonna fail, I got no wealth like Christmas. You don't wanna make the clock come out,
nah.
Y'all should call yourself Santa.
Why?
None of y'all are real,
nah.
Not a single one,
like what?
Like a dollar bill,
yeah.
Like you're in the pellet court, she's on a pill. We got a bond and chill, never bail on me,
bail.
Not even out of jail,
jail.
EPMD, for me I got some chill.
Chill,
just a lot of squirrel. Lady, my paper so crazy, I just tossed the mill out the window with my mobile on the fucking freeway on the way here,
yeah.
Like Rudolph and his homies when they're pulling the sleigh. Yeah, that's a lot of buckets flying when I'm making it rain, dear. Green on me, but no weed. Shorty just sees, darling, a pocket full of pills. Summer telling all three, probably to a three more. So summer E, which reminds me of rap summary. Mommy, my theme saw me and Pete. Always used to play that shit on repeat all day, so please call me Big Daddy. Plus I got the cane and lean on me.
Yeah.
And sees I'm eating you beer. TCH is like tortilla chips. Me, I'm free of debt. Yeah, green is on Chia Pet. This is the effects of my old neighborhood. Misery index poverty. It is peak OCD. PCSD, I guess RIP out to DMX. These are we and if CX is seeing Prince Marky DMF. Do my hit to DB a text. Told him that I love him cause I don't even know when I'ma see him next,
nah.
Tomorrow could be a death,
yeah.
Be yeah, and this shit ain't for the faint. Cause the brains of the train kill the danger deranged. And I drank all the day for the blank on the paper. Then wait till the page fill the pace. Feel ashamed for the strength of a pain till the drink. I just pray for the day when I'm able to say that I'm placed with the grace and my names with the canes and the Waynes and the J's and the Dre's and the Ye's and the Drakes and the J's till it's Jade, it's cool J's and the Rods and amazed and it's Nas's and praise to the gods and it's shout to the golden age. If it pop in the name of the song is
EPMD, we back in business. I visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen. Eating Michelin star, counting a million.
Don't you wanna panda? Don't you wanna panda? Don't you wanna panda? Don't you wanna panda? Don't you
idiots. You can call us that. But if being an idiot can lead to greatness, then that's a sacrifice worth making. This isn't about fame, glory, or medals. It's about doing something incredible for no reason at all. Because to become a true champion takes more than just blood, sweat, and tears. It takes courage, grit, and determination. There is greatness inside all of us. So isn't it time you set yours free? And show the world how amazing an idiot can be.
Okay, go.
That was sick.
Yeah. As I'm thinking from the brain, everything that these niggas just wanna bring, I am the nigga that just always wanna bring it. I'm the nigga that just gonna sing it. Gonna sing it and the niggas see me gonna take it. I'm the nigga that just gonna be the taker. Be the taker and I'm gonna make it. You know, the taker is gonna take it. Ain't nobody really gonna go with everything that the nigga just go and I just go and I flow. Flow off a dime. Flow off a century. Everything that these niggas can't give with me. Ain't nobody really gonna go with anything that the nigga just gonna purchase. Everything that I just put in the blessing. There's that look and it's gonna be nothing but a looking like any nigga gonna be a professor. What I do with a professor, I'ma throw a spit ball at him. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna throw no spit ball. I'ma throw shots at him. I'ma just shoot at him and I'm just gonna just bust at him. Everybody just say that the nigga just say he just go active. Go active, proactive. This is a nigga that just always just gonna be a jacker. Living like I'm a Lieutenant Jackson. Who's really gonna go active? I am the nigga that you always is gonna go with everything. Yeah, this is the last of the blast. Last of the last of the list. Everything that everybody just say that is gonna be a hit list. Gonna be a hit list. You gonna be on my hit list. Everybody just wanna just be on the hit list. No, the nigga
hit list.
No, that this nigga just go.
Get going. Look at how dudes out here don't know when it's time for us to come through. We explode everything that come in front of us, blow it into. These dudes ain't nothing but see-through. Better yet, call them transparency. It's time for the AMC to come through. We automatic, hit it. With all types of science, geometry. That's science, AMC in the building quickly. They be in the center, grabbing the MIC. Y'all know what time it is, we bring out energy. Everybody be looking all real and looking weird. Thinking they can stop the way that we represent, we appear. Y'all told them they call you feel like y'all ain't been hearing nothing but legends. Making everything be spreading. My dudes be out here be spreading the rap. Ain't nothing but splitting, cutting mustard. When it's time for the AMC to come through, they make it feel like we're Russia. Russian people like a rhino. Russian people up just like maybe a horse. Russian people up like a mule. When it's time for us to represent a mule. When everybody ain't thinking they can stop us. Come at you like a new random. As we come through with both North Carolina ramming them. Far here ramming them. Making all y'all know what time it is, so we give you a sample run. And it ain't AMC coming through. If we bring it to you, make you feel like your brain is cramped up some. Why everybody be trying to figure out what's going on? The AMC Atomic Mass is what happened.
happening. Everything there, they looking to see what's happening. This is a nigga that is always gonna go and adapt them. Adapt them, this nigga just rhyming. Running, and not just going and going with the assignment. Yeah, the assignment to kill. Assignment to kill, that's real. Everybody just say it's kill or be killed. Too many that just wanna steal. They just wanna just go and steal. No, they can't really just feel me. I hear the nigga that just go slaughter beats. Slaughter beats. Matter of fact, call it manslaughter. Like I'm just about to get a charge for manslaughter. Everything, yeah, I just keep it going over. Keep it going over the order. Keep it going in the order. Everybody just wanna feel the order. Yeah, they just wanna feel the aroma. This is a nigga that just always just gonna go with the moment. Spit with the moment. Go with the fight. Ain't nobody wanna live with the fight. Yeah, this nigga just going with the might fight. Ain't nobody really wanna fight, cause it's night night. Cause this nigga just got knocked out his lights. Everything that this nigga just go right. Right in my brain. Write it down and I just go and I put it down. Give it my sound. Nothing but a real hip hop. Everybody just say, dang, what's up with the niggas that's always doing hip hop? We steady doing hip hop. We ain't never gonna stop. Never gonna go and drop. But I will drop them. Can't even have no steel myself. That means I can't even have no heat. Cause I know that my temper beat. So they know where I gotta reach. Yeah, I'm always just gonna be that nigga to grab the peach and juice it. Yeah, who got the juice now?
Yo, check it. Coming up, Mississippi 39 and Best Bad Tackler step out like Briz on the movie by the name of Juice. When Cube was inside of that restaurant and EPMD was at the table, and that dude was like standing up there calm, and nobody didn't know what was going on. All of a sudden he pulled out that big ass rifle. Cop, cop, everybody get down on the floor. Take off your clothes. You look good, damn it. Yeah, when it's time for Mr. 39, the best thing that's gonna come through, y'all better realize that we gonna be the new monsters. We told y'all we was the new monsters in this history. The new monsters in this game. Y'all know what time it is, man. Monster running numbers, getting ready to aim a whole bunch of shots at your brain. Yo, AKA name, hollow goes when I spit, meaning that it goes in and blows through your brain like a hollow point. And I pass it off to Best Bad Tackler, and he be the one that pass. Nicknames been known as City Money Grip Up. Why you dudes out there thinking y'all can stop us, man? Y'all be tripping much. Yo, we wrap you up like a burrito with the people inside of it. And the cheese and everything and the tomatoes and the lettuce and the cabbage. All you dudes out there don't understand when it's time for what the represent, man. We kill you with quick more than a savage.
Kill you with quick more than a savage. Everybody just say, damn, it's savage. Everything is going so tight. Everything is a nigga wanna go and have it. Are you the nigga that live with the habit and go with the habit? And everybody just wanna say that they wanna go and get at it. It is the nigga that just go and clap at it. Clap at it like automatic. And you niggas just say, what's the habit? This is the habit that just stay burning like a cigarette. And everybody just saying that they just wanna go and they just wanna go and they just wanna go and give you respect.
See, look at that. Best thing. Tackle is going. I'll tell you what, this 9-on-1 right now, we're going to play Currency Finale, and we're going to play some more sports, and I think we're going to go off the air with a freestyle session like we used to. Because it's like, you don't want to stop now, so we're going to let this thing go off the air with a freestyle session. That's all the music played, all right?
I'm just hoping my phone don't cut off because, you know, my battery would be going when they go out.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. But, you know, we got to play this $1 million double, triple, platinum song real fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, listen, let's free off this one right here one time. I'll let you start it off. I'll let you start it off, and then that'll be another session, and then we can then, in case your phone go off, come to the alley. Bam!
Take it back. Yeah, them niggas wanna just look back.
Yeah, it's like a throwback. Yeah, leave a nigga smack, smack whack. Yeah, the niggas you get smacked because they all been whacked. Yeah, I spit with nothing but facts. Yeah, this nigga just gone and I'm just feeling like Ajax. Yeah, everything, yeah, I just feel like I just gotta shit back. Yeah, I shit it out. So everybody just sit down and just get it out. Gotta get it out, can't hold it in. So they know that I'm always old school. So old school, like carrying a box cutter in my pocket. That mean everybody just don't even wanna stop it. You can put your hand in front of it if you want to. Yeah, I just split you and I split the man that come with you. So they know that it ain't no issue. Yeah, they know that I just go in old school phases.
Uh-oh, Beth, why did you do that? Old school phases, Shell Toes Adidas, one MC rocking the mic with a DJ with the wax fashion. Old school phases, y'all know about this, man. Beth Spectacular said he old school like carrying a whole bunch of box cutters. Check it, Mr. 239 took a trip back in 2000 with the New York City money-making Manhattan. Living up there on 34th Street up there in Manhattan. Up in my backpack or my book bag was a whole bunch of box cutters. So everybody was out there like, man, it was all types of gang members up in that place called the Covenant House. Everybody was like, man, how you up in this place acting like everything all right? Man, this is a dangerous place. Things can happen to you. Man, I ain't worried about nobody with me, cause I'm from Monroe, NC, even though it's called a ghost town. Man, we've been known to be like ghosts to come out, cause when we come out, we be showing our actions to make you act niggas be like, we be like, phew! Old school phases, coming through shell toe with Adidas. Boy, MC with a microphone and a DJ with the record scratching. These things walking around with box cutters and razors in a tongue like Tupac did back in the past month. Or you walking around with a whole bunch of stuff hiding in their hats much. Old school phases.
Old school phases, I'm old school like doing a two-step to every song. So everybody just wanna go and they say what's left on. No, the niggas get stepped on. That's the new word now. Since they wanna call themselves steppers, what I do with a stepper? I step on his head and let his brains just ooze out. Going back to the song that I made, that mean on Facebook. Yeah, step on his face, step on his head. Everything that the niggas just saying that they just wanna say what I led. What did I leave? I leave nothing but the old school, new school. Whoever wanna come in thinking that they're cool, get knocked out their shoes.
Ooh, get knocked out their shoes. This is crazy how dudes be choosing to use words. They taking words from Spectrum, cause Spectrum says no data cap. So that's why most of these little rappers be using that word called cap. Yeah, I exposed y'all ass, so get mad, go get a pen and pad and start writing much. As you hear what the AFP said much. Yeah, man, I seen that. I was looking at my Spectrum thing, and it says data, no cap. Ain't that a shame that these niggas be taking words from Spectrum and trying to make it like they said it? Ain't that crazy? I seen that, dog. I was like, what? I was like, what? So this is what these niggas get this no cap from? Because it says no data cap. And I'm like, wow. These niggas. Hold on, wait. Get to that. Watch this. These were the motherfuckers. These little niggas. Hey, yo, Jay! Come back here! I'm the mother... How you gonna try to do this? You ain't gonna do this to me! King Kong ain't got shit on me! You love my... Let's go, one more time. Damn! Off my new track. Here goes the 808. Nuts down. Kill switch. We killing it quick. AMP in the building, we killing it quick. AMP killing it. Come on, get him, Beth. Come on.
Hit the kill switch. Yeah, the niggas wanna see me switch. No, I never gonna switch. Everything they wanna pick, I am the nigga that's always gonna be sick. That mean talking sick.
talk a sneak, suck a sneak. So these niggas better think quick. I'm the nigga always just gonna take it back to the basics when the nigga used to be flowing. And like I got aces on my theory, that mean I'm just running around the beat. Tracks around the beat. Everything that the nigga just said that the nigga gon' eat.
Go eat. Kill switch. It's time for AM Fleet to kill it quick. Hit you with a kill switch. It's time for AM Fleet to kill it quick. It's kill switch. Time for y'all to kill AM Fleet. Kill you. Good to kill switch. Click, click. Lights going off. That means that we are moving in the glow in the dark form. Y'all remember the AM Fleet in the building with that glow in the dark on. Meaning that's what they recognize us as. Walking around with that glow in the dark gear on. Blasting, killing everybody like a kill switch. Everybody wondering what was going on, man. Who is that? Why they still glowing with that head? Man, we've been glowing with that head. It's warm with that head. Cameras keep on nailing with their head. For anybody out there recognize us back in the past when we was a zero squad, we kill you with a kill switch. We know to kill you quick, kill you with a kill switch. AMC in the building, kill you with a kill switch. Big up to DJ Flipper, 808 Cartel, big up that take a spit. Kill switch.
Don't get me, hit the switch. Hit the switch, so the niggas gonna pick who to pick. Ain't nobody gonna pick. There's a nigga that's always just gonna take it, then it's just gonna go blick. Yeah, just gonna with a flick of a button. That mean everything, all the subject, everybody just saying that a nigga always think of something to kill a nigga, to rock a nigga, to pop a nigga. Ain't nobody really gonna stop a nigga. Everything that a nigga just go pop a nickel. Everybody just wanna go, just go a sickle. Yeah, they're just gonna get popsicle. Yeah, they're just gonna get iced up like a lopsicle. Everything that a nigga just going lock nickel.
Yeah, that's the track that my dude DJ Flip, he was connected with Lil Boosie, man, DJ Flip. And he hit me up from the 808 Cartel. And, like, they gave me all these beats, dude. That's why I said, man, you got to get out here, man, so we can get in the lab, nigga, and make it like old times and just make mixed joints and shut the whole, pull the plug on the game. You remember the track with me a long time ago called Pull the Plug on the Game back a long time ago? You remember that?
Yeah.
So we need to get back on that mode, man. Because people, too many dudes wasting space and airtime, like we said. So that was a track called Kill Switch. So you like it? That was DJ Flip, man. He produced it. He's from out of California. That's the California connect I got. Him and the 808 Cartel, you know what I mean? So well, that's what's up, man. We're going to play some music, and we gonna keep this show rolling. And I know you got enough out your system for the moment right now, didn't you? That kind of took a lot from you, didn't it? That made you feel good, didn't it? When you hear that one, it got you, didn't it? Well, that's what's so up. We're going to introduce this. So what? So what now? What'd you say, Bill?
Yeah, indeed.
I know it grabbed you. That's why I had to save it. I mean, you know, I know it took somebody. So now we go introduce this high quality, then after that Currency finale, man, we'll keep the show rolling. I gotta start spinning music from here on out. Nothing but spinning music. So I'm just gonna go with it.
You're now in tune into WIDSRadio.com, a station where we always left you in the face, and that's going to be high. Wham! 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 And here's Mr. 239, the best bad tackler, high-quality mixed CD joint that was back in 2014
and on up.
Wham!
I'm generating
stop it now.
wasn't expecting this one. You want me to kill him? Word. I guess he's gonna kill him. I mean, I ain't looking back. Mr. 239 coming in, let you know how I'm getting ready to get my gun cocked back. Ready to blast off the top of my head. Everybody thought that they could stop the way that I blast. Yeah, made them all scatter and fall down like a whole bunch of dice and a whole bunch of things around land. Everybody thought that they could stop the way that I represent. And I came in my hand, came in with my stand. Everybody thought that everything that I did, I seemed to play like I would pretend. Nah, there wasn't no reason for me to pretend. Everything I kept putting inside kept me going on. And a lot of people thought that I was gonna be missing everything that I aim on. Yeah, now my game on, flame on, tame on. All your MCs that didn't understand, keep your acting red, transcend, mess the words like tame on. All y'all out there don't know yet, call me big like shit. Y'all know how I hold it down.
Around. We go with the sound, being with the sound. Anybody wanna come around, get shut down. Getting sick of everybody trying to come. And they trying to play you like you ain't got the tone that'll leave them home. But they don't know what's strong. But they trying to go strong. But they don't know how to live strong in this life. You going weak minded, don't even know by the things that you're running from. But you don't know where we coming from. The mud road, no, it ain't no slum. Had to go through the ghetto, many people try to watch you kill yourself. Get them all, we go with the quality. Tell them deal with themselves, they do it with the wealth. But it's so much that just fall short to everything that they see. That's why their life turning short, letting all they see turn bad. So we just gotta keep it so it good hip hop. We bring the soul back, bring the music back. Then they know that we never ever go back to the way we was. They know you know what we do.
Check it, this the way we always been. For y'all out there thought the Zero Squad was put down to an end. No, no reason for me to stop like I was running in. I told them when I came in 2004 what was told to me. I had to keep moving my feet. So everybody around started wondering that I had too much energy. Said that the things that I was doing, it wasn't even looking like it was succeeding, like I was achieving. Everything I've been doing, believe me, I believe in everything I've been perceiving.
Proceeding, yeah, they better proceed with caution. They don't know the position that we in. They don't even know depth. Our flows probably from day intuition. Our rhymes are getting bigger. They know we got stronger. We giving it to them. Everybody feeling the hunger. They wanna go with the hungry, but they don't know how to survive with no food. But they take the food, take it to the mind. They know how we do this. We never been new to this. We always been from the old school. That mean we always rhyming longer on these fools. They can't even catch up with it. All they ain't know what it takes.
Check it.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
toilet, just watch us flush. Y'all dealing with the dopest so you can feel the rush. Standard transmission, we always come through in the clutch. No frauds, we be like Greek gods, adding our Midas touch. Transforming transcripts like Optimus Prime and such. No question, one of the best in the arts of conversation. Debating the heat and you spraying towards my congregation. Hard work paying off, y'all seem to be on vacation. Never gonna stop amid speculation. Never got you about facing, caused by the embarrassment of the irrelevant statements. I ain't playing, y'all just running out of people to blame for your failings. And all y'all is getting retarded as the offspring of Sarah Palin. If my words confuse you, I explain it in layman's terms. Y'all be lame in every language.
She said, you can call me
G. I said, G, what that mean? He said, I've been known to be delicious. What you mean, delicious? Perhaps Mr. 239 is always caught up in the antics of this. Trying to figure out why this mother got me feeling like this. Got me in a zone, like I wanna stop and ask her about her algebra, what she on. And she passing to me as I pass it off to her. Said, yo, you can catch me at the WIBS company. She said, what does that mean? I said, word is born, record studios. That's where I always stand and where I be. She was like, oh, well, I'ma check you out and see what it's about. I said, ma, is that really what you're thinking about from out the top of your mouth? Or is you just speaking something from the top of your head just to keep me quiet and just to get me out of your face quick? She said, nah, it ain't like that. I said, well, man, the only reason I'm feeling like this, man, is because my ex-wife left me and I'm practicing chastity.
Now Nickelodeon Fruit Snacks, Cat Dog Tommy and Arnold have two new friends. Introducing SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, SpongeBob, bring it around town.
And joining him is Eliza from the Wild Thornberrys. Nickelodeon Fruit Snacks by Farley. Just wait till you get your hands on them.
We don't hunt deer, vegetarian dishes from the concierge, presidential suites, presidential treats, Brazilian models, oiling up my feet, 10 days a month, my girl pays for lunch, 3 days a week, we work out at crunch, time after time, line after line, a stock in pieces, rhyme after rhyme, in the valley, a San Fernando, found Q-tips wallet in El Segundo, Bobby been spotted on Telemundo, with more wild cards than a box of Uno. That sting like propeller, my dog like old yeller, howling at the moon, my goons echo teller.
I got my hands in the pot, 500 grand in the yacht. I'm the man with plans to expand on every block. Wu brand, legendary hands, heart of penitentiary rock. That put that to your temple, the Wu symbol's about to drop. Insert the beam on my, got that lean in my bop. What that mean? High self-esteem, straight cream off the top. Karate chops, similar to UFC, kickbox, kick rock. Dirty truck, a pit stop, grams in a Ziploc. Watch how the pit bull lock his jaws, then lock your doors. Fetch, watch the boards, hip-hop fills out my pores. I be raw, 4+4 for 7 more. The clan rock the tours, we beat them reservoir dogs.
Yeah. Guaranteed I bang hard, I plan to leave the game lost. No brainwash, the devil himself could not persuade God. My blade sharp, circle my square, I dare you brave heart. Before I leave your head in your hands, what's your name, huh? My lines get in your cells like 7 L's. Any problem I address you like I'm sending you mail. Let me do well, they'd rather see me dead or in jail. But let it be my life story if they ever do tell. Know I die for what I live, an intimate connection for that infinite reflection. That's my wife and my kids, there's a price on my lid. So now my stock's higher, shots fired, my too was tight with the kid. I'm hot as hell, kitchen with the oven on, deck bomb, Teflon, the rep is nothing to adorn. If I'm frontin' then respond, if not, throw up your arms. It's the killer bees swarming your set, the f*** is y'all.
Entering the 36, mastering the 18, flying for a chain of six. Hands that I crush bricks, backs that I break back. This is what y'all wanted back, classical rhythm track with mathematic actual facts that weigh heavy. The universal strike and attack, dance the drunken medley. Long axe, blade, machete, the shadow stepping ninja.
Rip the wounded